From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
Breaking right now at noon, a sweeping indictment against union leader John Dougherty and other members of IBEW Local 98. Among the allegations, union money was spent for personal use.
For years, John Dougherty has been the power broker behind the scenes for a lot of major politicians in Philadelphia.
He's the business manager of the powerful electricians union, IBEW Local 98. This disclosure, the union represents engineers at WHYY.
And Dougherty is a guy who doesn't mind picking a fight.
One conversation got so heated, he told me he was going to come over and make me eat that newspaper.
WHYY's Dave Davies has been covering Dougherty for two decades. What he's found is an often brash, confrontational, politically savvy union boss who rewards his friends and punishes his enemies.
Now, after the Fed slapped him with an 80-count indictment Wednesday, the man they call Johnny Doc could be headed to prison soon, as the future of his nearly 5,000-member union remains uncertain.
Today's show, Johnny Doc's Biggest Fight.
First off, let's review the charges. Who's charged and what are they charged with?
Well, it's John Dougherty and six other members of his union.
Yesterday, Local 98 business manager John Dougherty and Philadelphia City Councilman Robert Heenan were indicted by a federal grand jury.
At a news conference, we heard First Assistant U.S. Attorney Jennifer Arbiter Williams say that this was essentially garden variety theft.
The indictment alleges that John Dougherty and co-defendants Brian Burrows and Michael Neal used Local 98 dollars to pay for construction and repair projects on their own homes.
This was people who felt comfortable, empowered to just treat the union's treasury as their own.
And that the paperwork was falsified by contractor Anthony Massa to look like the work was done on Local 98 properties so that the union would pay.
Meals and home renovations and things as trivial as dog food and cosmetics and also putting family members on the payroll in no-show jobs.
If convicted of all charges, these defendants face decades in prison.
Also charged was City Councilman Bobby Heenan. He is a former political director for the union, still draws a salary. He represents a district in lower northeast Philadelphia. And the accusation is that he committed honest services fraud by serving not the public, but by serving John Dougherty. And there are wiretaps replete with instances in which Dougherty gives profanity-laced instructions on things that Bobby Heenan is to pursue, like, for example, retribution against a towing company.
When an employee of a towing company tried to tow John Dougherty's car and would accept only cash to release it, the indictment charges that John Dougherty sought revenge and told Heenan he needed to take action against the towing company. In response, the indictment alleges that Heenan had a member of his staff draft a resolution to hold public hearings to investigate the operations of that towing company.
So let's back up for a second. Who is John Dougherty?
Well, he's a lot more than a labor leader.
Hi, I'm John Dougherty, business manager of IBEW Local Union 98. I won't make
You could make a case that he is the most powerful person in Philadelphia over the last 10 years. He runs the biggest spending political committee in Pennsylvania. He spends millions of dollars to elect governors, mayors, council members, judges, including a state Supreme Court justice, his brother. And that political committee is funded by payroll deductions from members of Local 98. This has given him enormous leverage. Whenever you run for any office, you stop and think, gosh, is Dougherty going to support me? Will he oppose me? He's a player that you always want to be aware of. But he came from pretty humble origins. He is a brash row house guy from South Philadelphia.
You know, I've been under scrutiny my whole life. I don't understand why. Maybe it's because I went too much.
Went to St. Joe's Prep, went to college, and became an electrician and soon became active in the union. And then in 1993, rose to the position of business manager. That's the jefe. That's the one who really runs the local. And he very quickly became an aggressive advocate for more jobs and for increasing the union's political role.
I make no bones about it. I represent working class people. I represent people who want to get benefits. I represent people who want apprentice training. I represent people who need retirement funds. That's what I do for a living, and I do it well. I do it 724s. I'm proud of it. There's nothing wrong.
He's brash, he's impulsive, and determined to get results.
So we saw these tactics on display in 2003 during the mayor's race when John Street was running for re-election against Republican Sam Katz, and Local 98 under John Dougherty really got involved in that one as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the more memorable examples of what John Dougherty used to refer to as in-your-face politics. When Katz would go to campaign events and try and talk with voters, this Local 98 member, Ray Della Vella, would just dog him and come right up to him and heckle him and taunt him about things like, for example, like a lawsuit involving some former business partners of Katz's.
How come your partners say you embezzled, Sam?
And he would just get in his grill and just never give him a minute's rest.
I want to know about it. I want to know about your investment suit. What's the story with the suit? What's the story with that?
So, Dave, you've been covering politics for a long, long time. I'm sure you've had some interactions with Dougherty over the years.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There have been a number of them. We've had our ups and downs. One of the more memorable ones was when I called him once. He kind of wanted to intimidate me, which is something he does. He said, well, you're a political guy yourself. In fact, I know how often you talk to Jim Kenney. Back then, he and Jim Kenney were enemies, not friends. He said, I know how often you talk to Jim Kenney. You talk to him 3, 4, 5 times a week because I've got Kenney's phone records.
What?
That's what he said. I said, huh, John, how do you have Jim Kenney's phone records? He then said, hey, that's off the record. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't agree to go off the record. It's on the record. And then ensued a really heated discussion at which at one point he said, I'm going to come over there and make you eat that paper. I said, are you threatening me? He said, no. In the end, I put all of this in a column. I have no idea if he had Jim Kenney's phone records or not. He was way off on how often I was talking to Jim Kenney. But it's interesting that he would kind of use that leverage or attempt to use that leverage in the conversation.
The union doesn't seem quite as confrontational as it was back in that 2003 mayor's race, right?
Yeah, and I think there's a very clear reason for it. It goes back to the 2007 race when Dougherty was backing another candidate, not Michael Nutter, the eventual winner. But an investigation by the City Ethics Board concluded that Dougherty's consultants had been responsible for two anonymous flyers attacking Nutter, one of them with an appeal to racial animus, something that said a vote for Michael Nutter is a vote for racial profiling. Another involved religious prejudice. And the investigation concluded that Local 98's consultants had distributed tens of thousands of these flyers and then tried to cover it up. The union paid a $10,000 fine, and I think the conduct of the union changed after that as it regards politics. They could still be very confrontational in a labor situation, but I think their politics focused much more on money.
So the union started making big contributions to campaigns, including the campaign of the current mayor, Jim Kenney. But you said Doc and Kenney didn't get along. So what's that relationship like?
It's great now. They'd been on opposite sides of kind of Philadelphia political warfare, different tribes. Kenney belonged to the tribe of State Senator Vince Fumo, whom Dougherty had a falling out with. And so there was a period in which they were really bitter enemies then.
And what happened?
Well, what happened was that Vince Fumo, Jim Kenney's political mentor, got into legal trouble, and Kenney smartly moved away from him. And that allowed him to eventually rekindle a relationship with Dougherty. It happened gradually over the years. And in 2015, when Jim Kenney ran for mayor,
I, James F. Kenney,
Do solemnly swear.
Doc was his single biggest supporter in the city.
Support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
In 2015, the city had campaign finance limits, so nobody could give big checks to any candidate. So what Dougherty did was to form a super PAC, which can make independent expenditures and can raise and spend as much as it wants. Dougherty's union put $450,000 into that super PAC. He got some other union folks to do it, and they were the largest single supporter of Jim Kenney.
So Jim Kenney's not implicated in anything, is he?
No. I mean, this could have gone a lot worse for Jim Kenney than it has. He's not mentioned in the indictment at all.
But what's in the document is in the document. It doesn't affect or involve this administration or myself or anybody who works for me.
It's not a good day when your prime supporter is accused of being a criminal, but I think it's helpful to Kenney that none of the financing of the 2015 campaign was connected to this in any way. I will say that I was hearing that there was plans for a super PAC to be formed again in the current mayor's race, going to happen this spring, and that Dougherty's union would be very active in both raising money and donating money for that super PAC. I don't know that that happens now. I'm not so sure that you want to be associated with a super PAC with a guy who's under indictment.
John Dougherty was sort of the last man standing in this triad of big-time political figures known for wielding a lot of influence. The other two are, as you said, State Senator Vince Fumo, who went to jail on corruption charges, and former Congressman Chaka Fattah, who also went to jail on corruption charges. I mean, how are those – are those guys similar to John Dougherty? How are those cases similar
or
not?
It's interesting to me. On the political landscape in Philadelphia, there are often these families, and they're often organized around a single leader. And the ones that you mentioned, Vince Fumo and Chaka Fattah, they knew how to raise a lot of money and support candidates and use that to get leverage over others and control jobs and contracts. And Dougherty did the same thing. And it is kind of upsetting that this is the third of those three to face a federal indictment. And if Dougherty follows the fate of the other two, that will, you know, that will collapse. When people can do and get what they want, and there seems to be no opposition, when so many people will dance to their tune, they get complacent and they get impulsive and they start to do really stupid things. And in the case of John Dougherty, these are still just allegations, but the allegation is that he came to treat the union treasury as his own.
So, Dave, we've been painting this picture of this person, John Dougherty, who wielded his position for personal gain and for the benefit of his cronies. Did he do anything positive in his role as head of the union?
They do a ton of charitable work, he and the union. I mean, I've seen it personally. I also know people who say that he has played a constructive role in a lot of cases, like, for example, in bringing the Democratic National Convention and resolving jurisdictional issues that came up when they were setting up the convention. He's also now head of the Building Trades Council, and people who know that world tell me that he has actually been an advocate for increasing diversity in the trades.
Dave, what's the future of Local 98 now?
At the moment, there's no indication that his position as head of the union will be challenged while he awaits trial, which means that he will continue to control that huge political fund as we go into a municipal election cycle. In the long run, if he is convicted and goes to jail, he loses that, and you got to believe the union's going to be in a different position. I don't know that there's anybody who comes along who has quite the mix of energy and drive and, I'll say, ruthlessness in some respects that John Dougherty brought to the job.
Dave, okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
Great to be with you.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by Shai Binyako
and Annette John Hall,
along with Alex Stern and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari.
WHYY's news director is Eugene Son.
John Musoni is assistant vice president of news operations, and Sandra Clark is vice president of news and civic dialogue.
Special thanks to Ish Quintero for our theme music.
Got a comment? Tweet us at Shai Binyakov, at Annette JH, or at Alex Ray Stern.
And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.